Not all charter schools are taking the same political approach. While some rallied in Albany, other charter school leaders stayed home and kept their students in school. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, charter school operators run the gamut in their responses to the new administration.
Stacy Gautier is principal of the Renaissance Charter School in Jackson Heights. She's among 34 charter leaders who recently joined a coalition aiming to work with the mayor by explaining how they serve diverse communities, including children with special needs. When the mayor decided to stop three charters from opening, Gautier wasn't outraged.
I think that the mayor and the chancellor's office tried to do a balanced job.
Balanced because the city said two of the charters would have put elementary kids in high school buildings, and the third would have affected a special education program. Several regular city schools were also blocked from opening in shared spaces. And more than a dozen other charters will open this fall as scheduled. So, is the new mayor pro-charter?
You know, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to hope that he actually will come out and say that he's pro any school that's serving kids with a high-quality education. And my indications from talking to the people who are higher level in his staff is that that's what it takes.
But it's striking that the three schools that were blocked from opening are all run by Eva Moskowitz, the charter operator who was singled out by de Blasio during the mayoral race for having too much power. Her Success Academy network has 22 schools, all of them in city buildings. She's much less charitable about the mayor's emerging approach to charters. She told New York One that the decision to take away her space in Harlem prevents elementary kids from going to a new middle school.
They're an amazing group of kids. There are 194 kids who are being thrown out on the street, educationally homeless, for utterly no reason than some sort of political rationale, which I honestly don't understand.
Moskowitz was highly visible at the charter rally in Albany Tuesday. Though she didn't speak to the crowd of teachers, she left that to Governor Andrew Cuomo and other powerful supporters. Morty Ballin, the CEO of Explore Charters in Brooklyn, agreed the rally was needed to convince the state that charters should be allowed to grow. He's not happy that three new charters won't open this fall. But he says that doesn't mean de Blasio is anti-charter, just choosy.
It signaled that that there's an understanding that that charter schools are snowflakes and that there are different situations and contexts for the different charter schools.
And Ballin says charters need to be equally selective about picking their battles. Earlier this year, Chancellor Carmen Farina told WNYC which types of charters she favors.
I think we need to look at them individually. But if they add value to our system, if they teach us something new, if they, are successful with all kids, then I think they could be valuable.
As de Blasio cultivates a list of charters he likes and those he doesn't, some critics believe he isn't doing enough to curtail the privately managed public schools. The city council speaker and public advocates say they might revive a lawsuit to stop all of the new charters, along with a handful of regular public schools, from opening inside existing schools this fall. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.